With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. This is going to be huge, Jamie. It's going to be huge. I've been talked into it, and I think I'm going to take the plunge. I really do. And I need your advice, and I need your support. I may even need you to work the stand for me just a little bit. If you'd come on out and maybe sign some autographs or something. Get me more customers.
Really?
Okay, listen to this, folks. Oh, this is big. This is big. I've been looking for something to kind of sink a little cash into. It's all I got, just a little cash. But I need to make some money, man. Mm-hmm. And I need to figure out how I can do this. Well, I got hit with a proposition just a couple of days ago. And I think I'm going to go full tilt in. This is it.
What are you doing now? What are you doing now?
I'm going to have BJ's very own fireworks stand.
You're going to sell fireworks?
Yep.
Are they legal here?
Candles.
What's legal here, though?
Well, I think the stuff that doesn't blow up. I think it's like, you know, like the kind of the sissy stuff.
Oh, you're not going to make any money then. That stuff is not, like, that's not the big ticket stuff.
I got to hawk everything I own right now. I got to sign some papers. I got to put the house on the market.
I got to
do. I
got to
come up with $15,000, and I can be full tilt in on this project.
Hold on.
And we could make, according.
Wait, hold on.
What do you think, people? What do you think? Am I on to something here? I think I am.
Hold on. The average firework station vendor makes $5,000.
No.
I just Googled it.
They told me
about... I just Googled it.
No, that can't be right, though.
I just after inventory, and the average person makes $5,000, depending on the location, and then it said you can make more with a bigger stand, but the average is $5,000.
I was told $60,000.
60?
Yeah.
That's a lot of sparklers.
That's a lot of sparklers, but I think that's possible.
Well, this is what it says after you take your inventory and the workers and the tent and the rent and all that, you come out with $5,000.
Yeah, we do need a tent. Big one.
Big one.
Yeah. Those little tents that we have here at the radio station won't
work. It has to be enclosed.
Got to be a big one because in case it rains.
Yeah.
Right?
Ooh, yeah. So who did this? Where did this come from?
Just somebody.
Is it Paul?
No, it's not Paul.
Paul's always doing stuff
like that. Yeah, it's not Paul. But
you don't have any other friends.
Look,
who decided to do this?
Jimmy,
this sounds.
This is not
shady.
The angle of friends. This is about. Do you think this is a good idea or not? Now, I have the perfect hours. I can be out here at 10 o'clock. I can be working the old stand during the afternoons. Then this other person can work it at night, and then we according to them, we're going to make a boatload of money, and we could make probably $60,000 between now and the 4th of July. I think I'm on to something.
I feel like you've already,
Jordan, what do you think?
I feel like you've already missed your window. Today is the 19th of June.
Oh, no.
Do you have inventory?
I don't think so. I don't think we have anything right now. I don't think we have a tent. We don't have a lot. We have nothing. I think we have time. I think we can wrap something together maybe by the weekend.
Can we find out if there's any place? Because if you're not selling the big dogs, you're not going to make any money. Are the big dogs legal here?
I don't know what's legal. I don't know that much about fireworks. I'm what you call the money man.
Oh, they want you to invest in it?
Again, I've got to pretty much sign away my house. So if this doesn't work, I'm going to be living on the street.
How'd that go with that barbecue stand you invested in?
You know, let's not go there. Back then, I was young and dumb. And that investment didn't work out for me.
Thought he was going to sell barbecue.
Yeah, well, it didn't help that the bartender served minors.
Right.
And one of the minors turned out to be the police chief's daughter.
So they got shot.
That was
down.
Really a crappy shoot right there.
Yeah, everybody says fireworks are not legal in Denver.
Yes, they are. You can have, like, sparklers. You see stands all the time. You can sell them.
Doesn't mean
you can fire them.
I'm trying to remember last time I saw a stand.
They're everywhere.
Are they everywhere?
Aren't they, Sean?
I have seen several, yeah.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Especially with the 4th of July coming up, you're going to see them popping up on every corner.
There's fire bans. You're just going to cause forest fires from
small
children.
Why are we such a negative Nancy today?
Just saying.
DJ's tried to better his life.
Because I'm concerned, because last time you got into a barbecue business and you didn't know anything about barbecue or buying meat in bulk. And the next thing you know, you have too much bulk meat and you have to throw it out because you don't know how to do that.
No, we served a minor. It was the sheriff or the police chief's daughter. That was the problem. It had nothing to do with bad meat.
Hey, BJ, due to the fire restrictions, you can't even light a sparkler right now.
Yeah, they're illegal everywhere.
It's rained. They're going to lift. They're going to lift that.
No, but it's still going to be dry.
On that.
It's going to be dry in a couple of days.
Well, I need some people to around me with some positive attitudes is what I need. You and Sean and the Texanado people, you guys are just trying to poo-poo my idea here. I think you're a little jealous, actually.
You know what I think you should do?
What's that?
I think you should go to Walgreens and get one of those as seen on TV dent removers. And just stand in front of the thing and do drive-through dent removal for all the hail damage. Make millions.
That's real funny, Jamie.
I'm serious.
Very funny. Hey, this is Emily.
Oh,
Emily.
Oh, hi, Emily.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, boy.
Have your stand. It's a fun thing to do. You can't sell anything that leaves the ground. That's the Colorado rule.
That'll be fun.
But they are fun, but you're not going to make $60,000.
Emily, you sound like a fireworks professional.
We are.
High school
band kids that sell fireworks.
Wait, the high school band is selling fireworks during a fire ban?
Yes. You're welcome.
They don't shut you down for that? I think the rule is this, though, Emily, if I'm right. You can sell them. It's just the burden falls on the people that buy them that they can't fire them.
Right. Whatever they do with them is not your responsibility.
Exactly.
It's definitely not a $60,000. I mean, it's a great fundraiser for kiddos. I don't know that I would put my own money into it.
Nobody sees that this is a huge problem to have high school kids selling fireworks during a fire ban. No one sees this.
We're not in Denver. Does that help?
They're trying to buy some drums for the band.
with explosives.
Yes, yes. You know what? They got to do what they got to do.
Well, technically, it's the parents of the band kids because, you know, you have to be at least 18.
Where do you live?
So they just hold the signs and, you know, try to get people in.
Where do you live?
In Loveland.
In Loveland.
Yeah.
Damn high school kids in Loveland. If it starts on fire, I know who I'm pointing at.
And Emily, from the last I saw, I mean, it's really dry up there.
I know.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
All right. Okay. We'll see you.
All right.
All right, there you go. A little positive energy around here, finally.
Wait, nobody saw that this is wrong? This is so wrong. High school
Look again.
Band kids. High school.
What do you have against high school bands?
Because they're not
responsible.
It's a
fundraiser.
High school kids are not responsible, and they're selling fireworks during a fire ban?
Look, some people do cookies. Some do a bake sale. They're doing fireworks, okay?
Brilliant.
But again, the people that buy the fireworks, don't be firing them if it's too dry.
Oh, good.
It's not the band's fault.
Yeah.
They're just trying to buy some new, tubas or something.
This seems like the dumbest idea in Colorado ever.
I think I'm on to something. With the rain, the fire ban's going to be lifted, guys. I'm going to invest my money. I'm going to be working one of these big old tents in a parking lot. And I'm telling you right now, I'll make at least $30,000 on this.
So oh, yeah. Nothing,
you guys will be...
So nothing that leaves the ground. So you're going to have snakes... You're going to have sparklers, and you're going to have those weird little bzzz that turn in a circle. Bzzz,
right,
those.
Right.
What
I'm
else?
In the black cat business, baby. Isn't that a brand name?
I think it
for
is.
One
yeah.
of them? Black
yeah.
cat?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
I'm in the
yeah.
black cat business. Yeah. I think this is a home run for me.
Can he have Roman candles?
No, you can't
have Roman candles.
Yeah. No.
Really?
We
used to have fights with those. That was fun. Point them at each other.
Yeah. Where we live, you can't have anything.
You know what? If you did this, though, Sean, what if I, under the tent, okay, I got everything that doesn't leave the ground. I got the sparklers. I got the little snakes that Jamie was talking about. But in the back of the semi, the real goods.
Yeah.
That's the Roman candle. That's the real stuff.
Shit in the back of the truck.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
and to the right people that walk up and say maybe a code word like black cat.
And then you take them to
the truck.
Oh,
Yeah. What if I do that? Yeah. I don't think I'd get caught.
No, no, no. I think this is probably the best idea you've had since you've done barbecue.
You want in on it?
Nope, I'm good.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.